This morning I'll be reading our scripture from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 24 through 30, and verses 36 through 43. Matthew chapter 13, 24 through, starting there at verse 24. He put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven may be compared to someone who sowed bad seed, or who sowed good seed in his field. But while everybody was asleep, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and then went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared as well. And the slaves of the householder came and said to him, "Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." The slaves said to him, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" But he replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them." No, for in gathering the weeds, you would uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, "Collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn." And then Jesus explains this parable starting in verse 36. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples approached him saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom, and the weeds are the children of the evil one. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Just as the weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out his kingdom all causes of sin and evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Let anyone with ears listen. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So last week we talked about planting seeds. We talked about harvesting. We talked about the need to have good seed, about why it was important to sow good seed, because bad seed would not grow as we intended. Bad seed might not grow at all, or bad seed could become something that we didn't want. But we talked about how we plant our gardens, how we plant seeds in the hearts of our brothers and sisters in our community and our families. So last week we compared gardening to our roles as disciples, as those who go forth commissioned to make disciples of all people. That on our daily walk, our daily life, our journey in life, that we have the opportunities to plant seeds in the hearts of people simply by the way we live, how we offer kind and encouraging words, how we love rather than hate, how we model a Christ-like behavior, and how perhaps we talk about the Word of God. So we plant our gardens, and then we also plant the fields of this world, as Christ explained to his disciples this morning. He said the field is the world. The field is creation. So we talk about how we plant this. But we use the example of a bad seed in a garden that never grew. We use the example of the different types of soil and how they contributed to how resilient the plants were. But today what we talk about is the bad seed, an unintended seed. A seed that grows up into weeds. Weeds that grow no matter what our desires may be. Weeds that grow no matter what our intentions may be. Now this morning with the children, we attempted to deceive a little bit. And the thing with me is that these look like eggs to me. I mean, and once they dry out, they really look like eggs. Especially being colorblind, I cannot tell what color they are. That looks white. And so I heard one of the kids say, this is green or something, or this doesn't look like an egg. But everybody was pretty pleased, thinking they were eggs, and thinking we were going to get to make a mess. But these are egg gourds. How many have seen these? You've seen them because you've been to my house. Anybody else seen these? They're neat little novelty items. Years ago, my grandpa found some of these and thought he would try them. And that was the worst thing that we ever did, was to get these things started. Because you cannot get rid of them. They look cool. They make great Easter egg hunting items. You can put them out. I mean, they're great. But once you get them started, they will grow anywhere. So things are not always as they appear. We look at it, we might think it's an egg. And they're also, these things are pretty tricky themselves. Once you plant the seeds, or if they voluntarily come up after they went to seed and dry out, when they start to come up, they look at first like a squash plant. And you think, well, maybe I got some squash coming up there, something from last year. Then they start to look like a pumpkin plant. And you think, well, Halloween, I did have some pumpkin seeds I threw out, so maybe we're going to get us a pumpkin. And then all of a sudden, these things start popping up. And I promise you, they will take over a garden. They will take over a pasture. You can't get rid of them. Here just a week ago, we were in our pasture, and I said, what happened? There's an area about the size of the sanctuary here that was covered in these plants. Just covered. And these white eggs, that's where all these came from. And as I'm pulling them up, I said, there's got to be a sermon in this somewhere because this is way too much work to be getting all of these things up. And in my younger, more mischievous days, maybe I would have planted a couple of these seeds in different places in my grandpa's yard just to hear him fuss whenever they started coming up. But you can't not kill these things. Once they get established, they take over. You can't get rid of them unless you destroy the root and you destroy the seed. They grow anywhere. Now, even in those places where we didn't intentionally plant them, you've got this nice, beautiful, pristine garden that you've done all this work, and then all of a sudden these things start coming up, and you say, where did they come from? Well, so the reason I offer this story is because it is similar to what we hear Jesus offering in the parable of the sower this morning. It is similar to what's happening with these weeds that are coming up amongst the wheat. I don't plant stuff in my horse pasture and then I look and these things are coming up. I don't plant these things in my garden, but they're coming up. I don't plant these things in the ditches along my house, but these things are coming up. So these weeds are coming up even though we don't remember planting them or we didn't plant them on purpose. And that's what Jesus is saying with the parable of the sower this morning. I mean, the master sowed the good seed. The master sowed the good seed of wheat. And then as he sowed this weed and it started coming up and started popping up to the ground, then we also started seeing weeds and grass that was growing in addition. And it was competing for the good soil, competing for the water, for the crop that had been planted that was good, the crop that was being prepared to harvest. Now what this parable does is it reveals to us a comparison to the kingdom of heaven and the one who sowed the good seeds in the field. So right up front we see that we're talking about Jesus and how he has sowed good seeds in the field, the fields of this world. And when we see how this preparer, this sower, this planter, this master gardener, we see what he did. He did the right thing. He chose the right soil, water, nurtured, used good seed, did all the right things, only to have the enemy. And then as we hear the word enemy reading scriptures, we think enemy, thief, devil, wolf, Satan. We think all of those things. That's what the term enemy means. So only to have the enemy sneak in and plant weeds amongst the good seed. And it leaves the gardener to wonder where these weeds came from. Because the gardener was certain that he had only planted the good seed. And so what Jesus does is he uses this parable to offer an explanation to us and to his disciples about what has happened. And he says it really clearly when he says, the one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. In the field is his world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. the disciples, those created in His image, created by His hands, created for a purpose. The weeds are the children of the evil one. The evil one meaning Satan. The weeds are the children of the evil one, those who have chosen to reject Christ and turn away from Christ and to participate in evil, to participate in hurtful things rather than those things that build up the kingdom. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Well, brothers and sisters, the body of Christ is committed to sowing the good seed. Or at least we're supposed to. We're supposed to be committed to sowing that good seed, to teaching the truth, to responding in love, and doing the right thing. That's who we're supposed to be. And I think, by and large, we do a fairly decent job of that. But I think that we all, at times, have inadvertently sowed some bad seed, sowed some weeds on occasion. Perhaps it was some way that we responded, some way that we modeled less than Christ-like behavior, and people may have looked at us and said, and they go to church on Sundays and say that they're Christian. So what we need to know is that people are watching. That people are watching that our lives, since we're associated with Jesus Christ, since we claim Him as our Savior, since we depend on Him to be our foundation, we have to realize that people are looking at us. And that whenever maybe we let those words fly when we get mad, or we're in the midst of some road rage and our kids are watching and we say something that we shouldn't say, or perhaps something happens at work and we respond in a way that reflects an inward concern rather than being concerned with the things of spirituality, then sometimes we sow those bad seeds. But I think that more often than not, we do a good job. I think it's just that occasion, because we're not perfect. Just on occasion, we sow some bad seeds. But what we do need to know is that the world around us, well, there are plenty of farmers and sowers and enemies and thieves dropping seeds that are going to grow up into weeds at every opportunity. I mean, we might be going down through here, hey, how are you doing? You look nice today. Hope you're having a great day. I'm praying for you. What can I do to help you? We're doing this, and right behind us, there's somebody else coming along saying, don't listen to him. Take the money for yourself, or you need to do whatever you got to get this promotion, or you need to not worry about the rest of your family and do what's right for you to make sure that you're the one that gets the inheritance or does whatever. So we might be sowing those good seeds, and there's somebody right behind us sowing those bad seeds. And it's what Jesus is talking about with the parable of the sower this morning, is how the thief sneaks in and plants these weeds. How the thief sneaks in and causes these things to happen. Now, as I was preparing for this sermon, I was reading in my Wesley Study Bible, and it was pretty neat that they had a list of things that they consider to be seeds that would grow up into weeds. And the Wesley Study Bible lists individualism, all about me, all about what I can get, all about how good I am, how good I look, how powerful I am, war, violence, selfishness, irresponsibility, lack of accountability, and oppression. Those are the things that the Wesley Study Bible looks at. And then as I prayed over it more and looked at it more, we start thinking about greed, the love of money, addictions, hate, grudges, and self-destructive behaviors. Those are also those weeds that are planted. And these are just a few. And brothers and sisters, we know that these things can choke out a fruitful harvest. That we know that if one of these seeds is planted in our midst, that it can cause all kinds of problems. We can have a family that is getting along great, but one of these things get in the way. We can have a workplace that is getting along great, but one of these things get in the way. We can have a community that is getting along great, but then one of these seeds is planted, and these seeds grow just like these egg gourds that you can't ever get rid of, or at least it takes a lot of work to get rid of them. These things will take over.
So we might have planted all these wonderful seeds doing the right thing to try to cause transformation in our community, in our families, in our workplace, and then one seed is dropped that takes over and chokes out the fruitful harvest. And then, of course, we've got the sower behind us still planting these seeds. But even more than that, we've got another sower that we have to worry about every single day if we have social media, if we have televisions, if we have pick up the newspapers, our televisions and movies especially. They plant seeds that overwhelm our minds, and they become our obsessions at times. These things that we see on TV. I know you all are just as committed to the Ten Commandments as me about not using thy Lord, thy God's name in vain. But there's a commercial on USA that uses the Lord's name in vain. And I try to filter what my daughter can watch on TV. So we might be watching something that I have filtered and it's good. And this commercial comes on like, whoa, where did that come from? I didn't even have a chance to cover her ears. Because these seeds are being planted. And then the seeds of sex and profanity and irresponsible behavior. These seeds that glamorize things that are contrary to the truths that we believe in the Scriptures. These things that we would have never seen on TV in the 60s and 70s and even in the 80s and 90s. But the things that we're seeing now, these are these bad seeds that we're talking about. We're having to have conversations now that we've never had to have before because of the way that our society has changed. And why has our society changed? Well, these seeds that are weeds have been planted. And it takes a lot of work to get rid of them. It took us about 3 hours to pull up all those plants that day. Now, Angel was having a blast throwing the eggs. Meyer and I are pulling these things up. Because Angel had to get the seeds out of the garden. Now, I hate to see what that gully's going to look like. But we got them out of the pasture and threw all these things over, minus the 5-gallon bucket I picked up. But they will take over. These seeds turn into weeds, and it's what we're dealing with in our society now.
What we must remember is this, that we are never going to be able to go back to the way that it used to be. We're never going to be able to completely go back. Once these weeds have been planted, well, then we have to figure out how to live together. We can do what we can do as the body of Christ. We can offer the truths. We can do evangelism. We can do missions. We can love our neighbor. We can love God. We can make disciples. We can plant those good seeds. This should not change us from planting those good seeds. But there are still always going to be those weeds around us. And we have to remember that. And Jesus tells the disciples that we cannot pull the weeds until the time of harvest. Because if we pull the weeds too much, then we uproot the good seed. We uproot the wheat. But they've got to live together until the time of the harvest. And Jesus said, let both of them grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, collect the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned. Guess where that's going? But gather the wheat in my barn. And guess where we are there? Regardless of how overrun our world has become with bad seeds and with weeds, we have to continue to plant until the day of the harvest. We have to continue to plant. Our hope and our prayer is for the good seed to prevail. And our hope and our prayer is that our hearts would discern that good from that bad. And that we would continue to be aware of what's growing around us. And perhaps we need to do a little weed control in our own lives or our families or our workplaces or our churches. And we do that. We do that weed control not by using Roundup. But we do it by demonstrating an overwhelming love for God and for our neighbor. And we must take care not to be a victim of the bad seed at the harvest, because we sure don't want to be gathered into a bundle and burned. We must be diligent in planting the good seed. We cannot let this world, the enemy, or the weeds overrun us. We have to continue to live in the truth that is in Jesus Christ. And we must follow His teachings. And we must obey the commands of our Lord. Then, as the Scripture says, then
the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father, being prepared to be taken to his barn and not being gathered to burn. Let anyone with ears listen. Let anyone with ears listen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.